Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Enjoy responsibly. They got Scotty's Vodka in select Virginia ABC stores now, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's time to ask B. Mitch anything. He's an NFL legend. You
Let's
can ask
go.
Him anything you want, particularly romance advice. Ask B. Mitch Anything is sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. I was texting with our boy Jordan from Collars & Co. the other day, hoping to connect with them at a Commanders game sometime soon. All right, B, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Alex is in Bakersfield. What's up, Alex? Alex, you there,
about,
bro? There he is.
What's up?
What's up, dude? Go ahead.
I want to know about... is potassium overdose a real thing where they're saying when you do watermelon because it's way more efficient than doing water for hydration? I'm getting like 3 pounds of watermelon for cheap out here for like $10, but all the doctors are saying if you do potassium overdose, it backfires like crazy. Is that what you found in your football
I couldn't
day?
Tell you nothing about a potassium overdose. I never had one.
Well, didn't a golfer try to say that?
I've never had a creatine overdose. That's different. But I've never dealt with anything like that.
When you had Redskins practice, didn't they have tables of fruit and watermelon for you guys so you wouldn't?
I grew up in a time we didn't have all that stuff.
They gave them salt.
They gave us salt when I was in college, in high school. When I got to college, we drank water after practice for the most part. Or you got a little bit of during practice. Got to the NFL, it was the some. Level like a Gatorade that they would mix up into the water and you drank that, but nah, I never had all the fruit and stuff.
Because we're running these races out here, it's like 95 degrees, but inside the race car, it's like 149. So it's 5, 6, 7 laps to go. My right arm's falling asleep, and I'm trying to figure out if that was from this. Yeah, I've been
I
going
can tell
up
you,
the-
Alex, now when the guys come off the practice field,
they got everything
on the
now.
Hallway to the locker room. They have everything. They have these acai bowls packed with fruit.
They have all kinds of stuff, but I've never, ever had all that stuff when I was playing.
Do you think 6 pounds is too much in a day, though?
6 pounds of watermelon?
That's a lot of watermelon, man.
I don't know if that, because, I mean, they tell you if you're 220 pounds, you should drink 110 ounces of water, and then you add another 20 ounces for every pound you lose when you're sweating. So, that doesn't look like too much to me.
But the sugar is all natural, right?
It's watermelon, unless they got some doctored up ones. All right, man.
Thanks, dude. That was a wild conversation.
Ooh, that was a different one right there, dog.
I was confused. How about this, B? Fat Poet on Twitter says he wants to know, do you remember in 1992 you came to his third grade class?
No.
He threw up on your shoes, but you gave him an autograph and said it's okay.
I don't remember nothing like that.
Well, he said, this isn't real, but it sounds like the calls. And then he said, shout out to my boy, WrestleMania, Mr. Burgundy shirt.
There you go, Roos.
All right, we started in Bakersfield. The only Bakersfield I'm aware of is in California. Shout out to Kristen Stipp. That's where she's from. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe there's a Bakersfield, Maryland, or Virginia or something. But we're big on the West Coast today, B. Now we're going to Albuquerque.
Albuquerque?
What's up, Dwayne?
What up, JP? What up, B-Miss?
What's up, brother?
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, man.
Just a real quick question for the legend himself. Have you ever seen the Hall of Fame induction ceremony for George Harrison, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, where Prince rips that guitar solo?
No.
You got to watch it. Being a Prince fan, I'm sure you'd appreciate it. It's the Hall of Fame induction ceremony for George Harrison, and it's a rendition of As My Guitar Gently Weeps. Got to check it out, man.
I'm pulling it up right now.
We're going to check it out in the break. Gentlemen.
We'll check it out in the break. You guys take your time.
You, thanks for listening in the ABQ. Let's go to Dave in Woodbridge. Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday to
you,
man.
How you doing, man?
You too, bud. I'm doing well. B-Mitch, huge fan, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, where did you get that edge? Were you born with that edge, or did Pee Wee football, did something click? What brought it on where you know you could just run through a brick wall, brother?
I've been this way since I can remember. My dad was a military-minded dude, and everything I learned was from him, so I never thought I couldn't do anything.
Well, I love the way you bring it, dude. Thank you so much, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye.
We are three calls in and nothing about football, which is kind of interesting.
Hey, you told him to ask about relationship stuff.
Speaking of relationship stuff, I got this one via Twitter. Can you ask B. Mitch, I'm out with a lady on a first date, and she says I normally don't do this. Should I believe her?
No. If somebody, I'm going to tell you this, and this is about a lot of stuff. When some people volunteer information you're not asking them, they basically telling you a straight lie. Oh, I normally don't do this. This is my first time doing this. I didn't ask you that. Which tells me it's your 1,500th time doing it. So just know she goes out on a lot of first dates.
Talking about poaching eggs here. Rob is in Springfield. What's up, Rob?
Yo, JP, B. Mitch, what's good with y'all, man? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up,
thanks,
man? How you doing?
Man, B. Mitch, man, back in 92 when y'all dogged my Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
The preparation leading up to the game, outside of Bruce Smith, which players did y'all really, really have to pay attention to make sure that we got to know where this guy's on the field and get him blocked or scheme away from him, et cetera, et cetera? Outside of Bruce Smith.
Actually, and I'm not trying to be dismissive, but nobody. Because offensively, once that coach said they got them people over there they call a bunch of fat pigs,
The game was over right there
because if you could have been a fly on the wall watching our practices, you would have realized the practice was way harder than the game was because the Hogs came out pissed off. The Capitol defense, our defensive unit, they wasn't going to let the Hogs just beat them, and they were going at it. Coach Gibbs had to stop practice and talk to us to say, if you all keep practicing like this, we won't have anybody to play in the game. So whoever the D coordinator was that disrespected the Hogs, he's the reason that game happened like that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Didn't Daryl Talley, didn't somebody talk S that week too?
Daryl Talley was, he was talking about which one of them was going to be the MVP, you know? And then if you go watch the there's a video, but the highlights of the Super Bowl, they go to him and he's like, they ain't that good. Yes, we are. Well, we are. And you're finding it out on a regular basis. They were used to just running around playing touch. They had to play hard-nosed football, and they weren't ready for that.
Got one via Twitter from Big John. He said, ask B-Mitch for protein loading after a workout if you prefer something like beef jerky or something like almonds. What's better, a handful of meat or a handful of nuts?
I'm not answering that question. I'll let JP handle it. He specializes in that.
Jeff, what do you prefer, a handful of meat or a handful of nuts?
He don't hear you.
Say that again.
After a workout, you're trying to get some protein. Do you prefer a handful of meat or a handful of nuts?
I prefer you to never say that again on the show.
That's what I prefer. See, JP, you got.
Bro, I'm just asking the questions.
Yeah,
just
you got the weirdos coming out.
The
you
segment
do this
is
stuff
ask B-Mitch anything. Yeah, people are asking
anything sensible.
They're asking protein questions. You're the protein expert. Nobody's asking me about protein, B. Steve is in Silver Spring. What's up, Steve?
Hey, JP. I'm sorry, JP and B. How you doing, man?
We're good, man.
You're
how
good,
you doing?
Dude. How's it going?
Good. Quick question for you, B. When you were playing in the NFL, I know, did you ever have any inclination that Todd Bowles would probably be a head coach? Or did any of you guys, when you guys were playing, when you guys were in the locker room, say, you know, one day when I'm finished playing, I want to be a coach or a head coach? Or did you see that in Todd Bowles?
I saw it in Todd, and also I knew Martin Mayhew would be somebody that worked at the, what's it called, the front office level. Because he basically told us, he said, look, man, I'm going to law school during the offseason and I'm going to be a GM one day. I had never heard any players say that they were going to do something like that.
That's cool.
So I was amazed. Right. I watched him, and then when I heard it happening, all I did was smile. But Todd, if you watched the way Todd handled football, you knew he was one of those guys that were very, very brainy. And you kind of felt that he could be a coach.
You know what, B? Because he seems like he just pays attention to detail. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, Todd is very stoic. So when he's on the sidelines, not much said. It seems like he relates everything he needs to relate, you know, in practice or whatever. And the guys just go out and execute it. He seems very stoic and very attention to detail. And my thing was he like that as a player?
Yep.
Under Pettibone.
Totally.
Thanks for the call, okay. Steve. Totally. Appreciate you, man. Good question.
He was Pettibone's dude.
Let's go to Barbara in Manassas. Hello, Barbara.
Hey, Barbara. How you doing?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Thanks for my call. Two things. First and foremost, a scuttlebutt in the office. B. Mitch, you need to get hired by the Commanders and get out there and show them how it's done. The defense, we won't talk about it anymore. It's been the topic of the entire week. My real problem I'm having is DQ. And the reason I'm saying that is you all constantly talk about these guys are professional. They know what to do. They're getting paid handsomely for it. No matter what department, what position, how can the coach get on the stand and sit there and say, I missed it? Granted, kudos for him owning it, but that's not acceptable anymore. You can't.
I mean, but what you expect? What you expect him to say afterwards, though?
Well, I don't care what he says afterwards, except a plan to not continue to have the lame excuses for. And we won't talk about the time controls and all the other things. It's time to stop with excuses. He needs to present what he's going to do, and I don't mean the details for the opposition, obviously. How is he going to stop with these mistakes? He needs help, big time, because he can't keep coming up with excuses. making too much money. Everyone's relying on them, the team, the fans, the whole enchilada. Enough. When are they accountable? I guess is my big
I think they're accountable. They understand the stress level and the things that goes down. And if you don't get it right, what'll happen in the future? But that's just the nature of the beast. But yeah, I don't know if he's making excuses more than he's trying to find the answers.
Appreciate you, Barbara. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Let's go. Woo. Brian is in Herndon. Little Brian on Brian question asking.
What's up, Brian? How you doing?
Hey, Mitch, James, how you doing?
Doing good, bro.
Hey, listen, I know it's not Bleep You Thursday, but I'm driving down 495 bobbing and weaving behind a concrete truck, so Bleep You concrete truck drivers driving on 495.
Be careful. Maybe drop some of those rocks out of that truck and bounce into your window.
Got smashed by one. Hey, and also, as far as handful, like, you can't tell me if you're eating cashews, you can't not be eating a handful of cashews. You can't just eat one cashew, right? So you're talking about a handful of nuts, got to have a handful of cashews, right?
So that's JP. He likes that.
Cashews.
I try to stay away from all that stuff.
I love cashews. I love
cashews. I'm saying, geez, you can't just have one cashew, right? You got to have at least 15 or 20 at a time.
Totally. 100%.
So B, Mitch. Any
got nut jokes.
Any basketball coaching in the history?
In my history?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no. I never coached anything.
I'm an assistant coach on the
third and
fourth grade
team. Well, I have
been
in, little basketball camps helping out kids, but I wouldn't say that's coaching. I would say that's more like babysitting.
Don't go saying babysitting. People get mad. Thanks, Brian.
No, real quick.
All right, what, dude?
So give me a quick advice then, B-Mitch. My boys are 6th grade and 4th grade. I've been coaching, but we're joining a new league. So I got assessments this weekend, and I got the draft next week. If you were the head coach, as a current athlete, what are you looking for in basketball? Are you looking for the hips flipping?
I'm looking for that kid that all the other kids are running up to and like, hey, man, they know. And when you see all them going to him, you know he's the badass. So I'm going to pick that dude first.
All right.
Just get those kids playing defensive rebounds.
Yeah,
man.
And make them play defense because most of them won't be able to shoot as good.
Right.
You have a few of them that can really handle it. And if you know who you're picking from, you should have been scouting already. Should have your list of people to choose or not.
Appreciate you, Brian. All right, I got one. We got two producer questions. One from Joey, our monumental producer.
No, I am not buying you anything from DC Prime.
He said, can B-Mitch explain the difference between Cajun food and Creole food?
It's basically the nationality. Creole food is more of a lighter-skinned African-American. They're more of the French background. And Cajun is more of the white individual. Well, and that's also Cajun background. But it was more – Cajuns were more of the backwoods. And Creole are just the lighter-skinned people that – but the food is very, very similar.
Okay.
And Creole uses – Cajun uses more red sauce. Creole has like a kind of more of a brownish burgundy more sauce, to be honest with you.
Bang. Yeah. I would not have known that answer. Jeffrey, you have one for me?
Hey, Joey, that was a bomb question because I would have never like thought to ask that question.
Yeah, you're not that
B,
far.
I got a question, B.
Go ahead.
Why did JP sit up here and lie across the radio talking about the chat saying he looked jacked? I didn't see no comment in there. And then people from the chat DMing me saying, nobody said that,
JP,
bro.
JP, why you lie about that, dog?
Tight it. You guys are so annoying. Somebody, hold on. I'm going to read this out loud. Somebody said it to me.
But it will show up on the chat.
All right, so Fat Poet said.
JP giving himself all his credit, man. Look at that. What the hell?
Midnight Rider said, looking swole up on the stream. And then Richmond John said, it's the vest. That's all I was saying. I didn't try to act swole.
So you added, you say, people say I'm looking jacked. Looking swole don't mean, it mean that you can think you look fat. Swole
season. The governor of the great state of Maryland will join us next. Maybe he's on the YouTube chat. Maybe Gov's on the chat checking out if I look swole or not. I doubt it, but we live in a world where anything is possible. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Here's the thing with the Rood system. It controls the humidity, and when you control the humidity, you control the comfortability of your home. If you listen to Doug Kammerer, it's about to get cold, man. Temps are going to drop into the 40s, maybe even into the 30s. We're talking about freeze warnings. Listen, you got to make sure your systems are ready to go because it's getting cold next week. We're going to have a bunch of rain. You need a Rood system. Plus, you can save a bunch of cash on a new one. You can get up to $2,000 in federal tax credits with a new Rood system. B, I know you checked it out. I'm going to do the same damn thing.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.